A reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 20, verse 17. While Jesus was going up to Jerusalem, he took the 12 disciples aside by themselves and said to them on the way, "See, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be handed over to the chief priests and scribes, and they will condemn him to death. Then they will hand him over to the Gentiles, be mocked and flogged and crucified, and on the third day he will be raised." Then the mother of the sons of Zebedee came to him with her sons, and kneeling before him, she asked a favor of him. And he said to her, "What do you want?" She said to him, "Declare that these two sons of mine will sit, one at your right hand and one at your left, in your kingdom." But Jesus answered, "You do not know what you're asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I'm about to drink?" They said to him, "We are able." He said to them, "You will indeed drink my cup, but to sit at my right hand and at my left, this is not mine to grant, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father." When the 10 heard it, they were angry with the two brothers. But Jesus called them to him and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones are tyrants over them. It will not be so among you, but whoever wishes to be great among you must be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you must be your slave. Just as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Well, look, you can't ever beat an ambitious mother, can you? She had missed the point of Jesus' teaching, but Jesus made no comment about that. For her, honor and glory had great appeal. Pain and suffering did not. Instead, Jesus asked the two sons, were they up to it? And they replied they were. But what a big learning there was ahead of them. This reminds me of a story that Father Arape told before in his later life. He was the leader of the Jesuits for quite a long time and quite a distinguished preacher and leader. He told a story about saying Mass in a poor village in South America somewhere. And it was a very poor area. Everything about the place was poor. But he was very moved by the singing at the start of the Mass, and the singing was, "Love is giving of yourself while seeking what will make others happy." When the Mass was finished, all the people were making a fuss because they had come to their village, but one man asked him to come along to his hut. So he went with him to his poor hut, and they gave him a rickety chair to sit on. And there Arape saw the most wonderful sunset. And he and the man just sat there and enjoyed it. So the man said at the end, when the colors had faded, he said, "We are so poor, we have nothing to give you, but you might remember this wonderful sunset." There's a saying, I can't quite remember the actual words, a saying that Churchill used to use, and it goes something like this: "We can work for a living, but when we work for others, we get a life." And that's really what the message of Jesus is about. It's all very well to be top of the chain and have a high title and people bowing and scraping, that her role really is to serve others, to live as a slave, attending to the needs of others, not as we'd like them to be, but as they would make other people happy. And that then brings me to the point, a saying of Eckhart of long, long ago. Sometimes it's attributed to Eckhart and sometimes it's contributed to John Taller, his follower. But the story is that thank you, both of them said thank you. If that was the only prayer you ever said in your life, it would suffice.